Blog Talk Radio.
Inner
Night, Matt, a glad Monday. Hello, everybody. And a bit of a change on the show. All right. We don't have an engineer. So if you want to comment on the show or you want to make a comment, call the Inner Sight hotline and I will be able to answer the phone, hear you, what you have to say, and I'll transmit it to the world. And that's what we have to do until we get a new engineer person. So the Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. And I'll give it out as we progress in the show. Yeah, so man, a glad Monday. And you know, I get a lot of inspirations just walking down the road, listening to the birds and the trees and the beauty of the surrounding of the landscape, you know. So this inspiration came to me when my dog, Charabelle, was doing her usual great job and watching out for me. I suddenly realized millions of us, and I don't speak for everyone, but we have over 120,000 listeners, so millions of us have to live in a county that looked the other way when a guide dog was murdered. And it's really horrible. They have to live in this county. It's really horrible that the county officials have not done anything about this school. You know, they haven't said, well, listen, you got to get licensed. You got to get regulated. This is horrible. A guide dog was murdered at your school. We want to know why the dog was murdered. What was the motive for this? You know, we want answers. And if you're not going to be licensed and regulated, then we want you the hell out of here. We don't want you here. That should be the attitude of the county officials. Because it's a horrible, horrible, to say the least, disrupted Michelle's life, Tom's life, and so many others. That this horrible crime has gone unpunished, and the very fact that the county could stand by and just let this woman who killed Milton get a slap on the wrist is horrible. No, no. They should insist that Guide Dog Foundation become licensed and regulated to have some protection against this horrible crime ever happening again. Now, one of our big questions is, where was the supervision when Milton was struggling for his life? Why doesn't the county investigate that? They're not going to lose any money by getting rid of kicking the Guide Dog Foundation out. I'm sure they could find another place easily with all their money. They don't pay taxes. They're not taxpayers. They're tax exempt. But the very fact that this county has not stood up for those of us who are disabled and told this school, listen, we're giving you an ultimatum. You got 30 days to tell us the truth, what really happened with Milton and why it happened, and to begin processes to be licensed and regulated. If you don't do that within 30 days, we want you out of here. Now, the county can do this. They do it. They do it with other people, with crimes that happen and you know, people who commit crimes, and they don't want them in the county. They let them know it. I'm sure it's happened before. We would like to see this horrible crime declared one of the most horrible crimes of the century by the United States Congress. This is appalling and outrageous. And the very fact, you know what makes it worse? What makes it worse is the fact that there isn't one school in this country or in any country that I know of that has reached out to Michelle and said, hey, we'd like to help you. Not a one. Makes it worse. And nothing is being done to ensure the safety of any guide dog or service dogs brought back to the school. There's no regs. There's no licensing. The agencies haven't come forward to address that. Well, there you have it. It's horrible. And tomorrow night, Inner Sight is doing a television show out here on the island. We're going to send it into Manhattan and play it all over the world. How this county, Suffolk County, New York, has let us down big time in not investigating and not insisting that protective mechanisms be put in to the Guide Dog Foundation and all the guide dogs, all the schools. But of course, we're concentrated here because that's where Suffolk County executives have jurisdiction. And they should immediately address this and do something about it. All right, the phone number here is 631-224-3090. If you want to call in, if you're listening. And it's Matt or Glad Monday. Brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, where you can get some good catering done over there. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, 631-286-0444 on the Shelby's Kitchen. Tom and Michelle, the owners, and you can see a great presence of Milton, the guide dog, at Shelby's Kitchen. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy Realty, you can check them out online or dial them directly, 888-1186, 631. Hey, we're brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. October 13th is their next event, the Self-Advocacy SILO. Go on the website for the latest information and how to register and all that. 631-880-7929, SILO. All right, Inner Sight and our good friend at the Big East, the Key to Rescue. Thank you so much for caring about my guide dog. Big East, the Key to Rescue at Verizon.net. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady over there. And 609-388-7004. Phone number 609-388-7004. Big East, the Key to Rescue. .net on the email. Our good friend Gary at Nobody Starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food for free. Medical when they can do it. Give Gary a call. 631-484-3085. Give you that number again in a minute. If you're disabled and unable to get around to get the food, let Gary know. Sometimes he can bring it to you. So give him a call, 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, and he also has little animal food, too. Inner Sight, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena. And we remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And in your mind all the time. Children need all the help they can get. And we urge the Congress and the President to restore the stimulus money to children. I mean, you did something good, all right, you did it on an emergency basis. It's still an emergency. People still need help. Restore it. Put it back. Don't let the children suffer. So we advocate for that and urge the Congress to make an exception and put that stimulus money back in the hands of the parents for the kids. All right, Inner Sight. And if you want to call in, 312-224-3090 is the number to call in and comment. Or if you have a mad or glad, you'd like to get over the airwaves. So we have next month, October 20th, and I say we, I mean Inner Sight and Silo, we have the first news conference coming up to present the solution to the nursing homes. A very, very good solution that won't cost the government any money, or it would cost them a lot less money, to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. We're going to have testimonial about facts in the nursing homes. We're going to have people who have loved ones in there. And it's October 20th. I believe it's on a Wednesday, 11 to 2 at Silo in Suffolk County, New York. So anyone who would like to tell their story, drop us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. That's G for God, gmail.com. innersight1620@gmail.com. If you'd like to be a part of the news conference. And I'm sure that Silo will be putting that up on their website shortly to rid the world of these horrible nursing homes. They've done too much damage. They've hurt people. They've separated families. They've taken people's homes away from them, taken their resources, their money, and in many cases, their lives. So we want something a lot better. Every nursing home building into accessible housing, that would be for everyone. So come to the news conference. Tune us in. We'll hopefully have, be online with it too. And, we'll be sending out a joint news release, I'm sure. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. The Inner Sight phone, 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight number. And let's see, brought to you by Third Eye Insight, where you can learn to protect yourself and stay in shape and feel better about yourself. Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464 on the Third Eye Insight. And, every time I hear stories of this latest guy from New Jersey, now accused of bribery, one of them was senator, and him and his wife. Now, every time I hear these stories, about these politicians that are doing crooked things and stealing money and everything, I can't help but to think that with all the people that need help, and here these politicians carrying on with this falsehood while people are struggling to get the basic simple help. I mean, it's really outrageous. And now they're all fighting over this presidential thing. It's going to be a big brawl over that. They're all accusing one another. I mean, so people don't realize that behind the scenes, a lot of these guys are really friends. It's all business. It's all political talk. It's really what it is. Well, don't be fooled that they don't hang out with each other, because I wouldn't be surprised if they do. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and you gotta be mad about the. We can't help it. There's a lot more mad than there are glad, and there's reasons for that. The way the system is. But you got to be mad about the way the government operates the ADA. Where is the money that should be there to make everything accessible? There's no enforcement of that law. There's no money behind it. Agencies are not allowed to raise money, to my knowledge, to make some place accessible. And that's why we're in this situation. You can walk down any block in this city, in New York State, and you'll find I would say 75% people can't get in with wheelchairs, and also where people can't read what's inside an establishment. So the money should be there to remedy those things. You don't need a big debate. Put the money there with enforcement. Say, hey, you know, you've got to include everybody. If you have a business, you must include everybody, or you can't have a license to operate. That's how it should be with that ADA. And then things would be more accessible and be made accessible, and people would be more afraid of not being making them accessible if there were severe penalties involved if you didn't do it, you know. And I do think the owner of the business should put up some of the money. But not the whole thing, not the whole burden. It should come from the government, and the agency should raise the money. The agencies can make money on it, for sure. So that's what we need with this ADA. Got a note on my phone today, some congressman, I don't even know who it was, and I didn't recognize the name. Wanted me to go online and, vote for some thing that they're trying to do. And they say it's going to save money. Well, you really want to save money, Congressman, whoever you were, I didn't get your name. Get rid of these damn nursing homes. Look at all the money you can save there. Allow people to be in their own home with the help that they need. That's the way to really save money and help people. All right, Inner Sight, Mad and Glad Monday. A change. You have to call the Inner Sight phone, the hotline, if you want to comment on the show, or if you want to ask a question, 631-224-3090. The other number is only good to call in and listen for now. We hope to have a regular engineer soon. Again, 631-224-3090 is the Inner Sight number. And it's National Guide Dog Month, of course. I would like to see every state commission for the blind honor Milton by writing a letter to the Congress of the United States, urging them to regulate and license all the service dog schools. Now, there's something that commissions for the blind can do across this country to improve the service. And they should, because I know here in New York, I don't know about the other states, here in New York, one of the criteria is that you get mobility training before you get a guide dog. You know, you can go apply for a guide dog. Well, as a trainer, I don't really agree with that. I don't think one has anything to do with the other. But I do agree these schools should be licensed and regulated. And then the commissions for the blind throughout this country should make it a point. Every governor make it a point and appoint a committee to bring it about so that we are assured when we bring our dog back to the school for training, dog's going to be safe by regulation and by law. You see, I believe Milton would still be alive if the staff at that school and the administration, the directors and supervisors and so forth, if they knew that they could lose their license, you know, that if they violated regulations, that they could go to jail for that and get in trouble. Believe me, they would have done a much better job to make sure that Milton was accounted for. They had nothing to lose. There's no regs, no licensing. So let the commissions for the blind take the lead, country, and write a letter to the president, Congress, carbon copy to the Associated Press in your state. If you need an organization to back you up, all in a site. You can use our name. We have 76,000 names on a petition. Use that. Start a petition in your own state. Want to use ours as a model? Go ahead. But we need to know that these people that run these organizations are with us, that they care. Guide Dog Foundation out here in Smithtown who killed Milton, if they cared enough, they would be wanting to be licensed and regulated. They would make sure that they are. At the VA, a couple of years ago, 3-4 years ago, and people didn't know the guide dog schools were not licensed. So pointed it out, you know, no regulation, nothing. And then I wanted to know, somebody told me, and I found out it wasn't true. Somebody told me that no veteran is denied a service dog. Well, that's not true. Plenty of them have been denied. So nobody knew the answer at the VA. I said, does anybody know how many veterans have been denied dog in the last 5 years? Dead silence. Nobody spoke up. Then a woman representative from the Guide Dog Foundation was there. Now, I didn't know this until she got up there, you know, until they introduced her. And she made the point of saying, when somebody asked her the question, do you think your school licensed, you know? And she made the point, she reminded me of a lying politician when she said this. Oh, we're looking into it. You know what that means when a politician says that? That's a damn ass lie. We all know that. Now, that was years ago. Now, I give them the benefit of the doubt. Whatever happened to that? Are you still looking into it after all these years? She didn't know what to say. because she knew that she was trapped. What could she say? The school's not licensed? We don't have any regulations? The damn truth. That's what she had to say. It was pretty obvious at that moment. And now, to compound the whole thing and make it worse, the death of Milton. Are they still looking into it? 312243090. What do you think? If you're out there and you want to make a comment, Matt or Glad Monday, Inner Sight. And I want to thank the Islip Cleaners for their donation. I want to thank my friend Tony and Jennifer for theirs. And my good friend at Suffolk Bus Corp for helping Inner Sight. We greatly appreciate that. And my buddy John, a volunteer, who has made donations to Inner Sight and came to the Day for Milton back in May. Plans are underway. November 18th, tentative date, Day for Milton, Justin, Texas. I'm going to be dressed up like a cowboy. Justin, Texas. Honor Milton. We intend to honor Milton all over this country. Every state provision and a day for Milton. Because he deserves it. Tomorrow night we'll honor Milton with our television show. An Angel Named Milton, I'm thinking of calling it. And the great, great, sweet animal that he was. I can't stop putting it. I can never put it out of my mind, you know. The different aspects of it that surface all the time. As I mentioned at the outset about the county, horrible, that they're allowing this school to get away with murder without demanding they be regulated or licensed. But you know something? Like my mom used to say, there's a God up there. They're going to have to answer for it. Beware. They're not going to get away with it. You wait and see. It'll happen. Well, all I got to say is, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. All right, Inner Sight. 631-224-3090. Our website, innersight.info. You can find us on Instagram and many, many other places. They tell me we're up on Amazon and Apple and all that. Innersight. And our new phone number. Temporary phone number, 631-224-3090. Matt or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about? I'm so glad for my dog. Oh, she did a really cool thing today. You know, I was going to go to the store. So I'm coming out of the store. And I got to walk across the parking lot. And it was raining. And she takes me to the edge of the curb. Locate my curb. And I give her a forward. And she goes. And she immediately, as soon as we step down, immediately stopped and read a little bit to the left. Now, I have a little vision in my left eye, but I don't rely on it. I don't use it. A truck came right across our path. Feel the heat of it, you know, and she pulled me back and to the left to say, no, over here. You cannot put a price on something like that. That's why the schools should be licensed and regulated, because of things like that that a guide dog does. And that's why Inner Sight is letting people know what's going on. Somebody said to me, we hope you will be successful. I said, well, we're already successful, because we're letting people know what's going on. You know, once people know, they can decide for themselves what's right and what's wrong. Once people know what's going on and how you're dealt with when you're disabled in the system, then people can make a decision. And a lot of people, a lot of people don't care. They're indifferent. They say, what can you do? Well, there's a lot you can do by making it known to people. It's a big difference. When people know something as opposed to when they don't know it, you know, they assume certain things. People assumed that the guide dog schools were licensed. Come to find out that they're not. Well, I'm very proud that Inner Sight has brought that point home. And we will continue to do that with everything that pertains to the disabled. New York, Mad or Glad Monday, with our new phone number, 631-224-3090. And let's see, we'll go down the list week. Tomorrow night's open mic. You can pick your own subject. Wednesday, our nursing home show. And the title of that is Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. But then we usually have a subtitle under that that we try to emphasize, you know, talk about. So we'll have to put that up. Thursday is usually a different subject. We've been doing a lot of talking about guide dogs. It's National Guide Dog Month. So Thursday of the month, we'll have to pick a subject. All right. Friday, we do the funnies over here. Have a lot of fun with that. Funnies coming up on Friday, and Sweet Pepper Treat will be back on Friday. In fact, she'll be back tomorrow night, too, with some cool music, some whacked-out music on Friday. And I'm going to continue writing my song. We had a song a few weeks ago, Sheb Willie, I Don't Look Good Naked Anymore. Well, I'm writing an answer to that song. I sure do look good naked. So we'll tell you about that song and some of the verses and so on and so forth. Friday night, frolics on Inner Sight. Anybody like to be on the show, send us an email, 631, the email, InnerSight, 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 like vision, 1620@gmail.com. 16, think of sweet 16. 1620@gmail.com is the InnerSight email. Tell us about yourself. Leave a number so we can contact you. All right, Matt of Glass Monday on InnerSight, and if you have a comment, a question, 631-224-3090 on the InnerSight hotline. Yeah, and I'm hearing a lot about how these companies have been operating and changing and all that. People moving on, other people taking over, you know. We need that in the disability world. We need new people to take over who believe in freedom, who believe in all these things that we talk about. That's what we need. I'll tell you who's one of them, Jose Delgado from Silo. He does a lot to improve the system. We need a director like that in every organization in this country, every service organization for the disabled, I should say. We need someone at the helm who believes that a person should remain in their own home and we don't need nursing homes, who believes that the guide dog school should be licensed, who believes that there should be money there to make things accessible. And whatever else staffing can be put in who believe the same way. That's what we need. You see, one of the biggest problems, I believe, is you got the wrong people in these jobs. When Milton was killed and the administrator of Guide Dog Foundation didn't do a damn thing about it, didn't even speak about it. I didn't even hear him speak about it. That told me right away, person was the wrong person for that job. Should have been an immediate reaction on the part of the executive director of a Guide Dog Foundation. Immediate. And that reaction should have been, hey, I'm going to Albany. I'm writing to Congress, looking for an audience. We have to license this school and we have to regulate it. That should have been his reaction. And you know what it tells me when that wasn't his reaction, his or her, whoever it is? That they're hiding something. There's more to it than meets the eye. So we've got the wrong people in these jobs. And that's a big reason why a lot of disabled people suffer. These people don't belong in these jobs. You need somebody in the job who wants to improve things and change, be progressive, not just, you know, shrug your shoulders and say, oh, it was only a dog. You know, horrible to think that way, especially when you're the head of a service dog school. All right, in a sight. Calling new number 631-224-3090. 224-3090. On 631. And Mad or Glad Monday. One man, Mad or Glad, tonight. Looking for anybody out there. We're looking for a volunteer engineer. Now, that means that you would have to set the show up and be aware of what's going on the blog board, so you could inform yours truly of a phone call. So right now, we have a temporary number because we don't have an engineer. So anybody out there who would like to help volunteer, set the show up, and tell us when is the phone call, call us on the InnerSight hotline, 631-224-3090. Or drop an email, InnerSight1620@gmail.com. All right, now going forward, we're going to try to get some of these politicians who are running in 2024. We're going to try to get them to come on the show and give us their honest answer on some of these issues. You know, the nursing home, the service dog, the ADA. And we'll see what happens. It's a big presidential election. We've written a letter to Biden. We've gotten nowhere. We tried to contact Mr. Trump. Gotten nowhere. So I think we should try to look at some other people. I'll be honest with you. I don't have faith in politicians. I really don't. They haven't done their job for the millions of us. So yeah, stay in tune with InnerSight. Try to get some of these people to respond, if we can get them on here, and open up a discussion. All right, InnerSight, Mad or Glad Monday. And I want to say hello to some friends, my dear friend Brandy in outside of Boston. An InnerSight person. Thank you so much. Pepper, who's another InnerSight person in Illinois, outside of Chicago. And, I want to thank my brother. I have a twin brother. I want to thank him for his donation to InnerSight. Thank you so much. Phil, Tony, and Jen, I mentioned them before, donating to InnerSight. And all of our friends. And if I left anybody out, just call 631-224-3090. 3090. I'm sure I did leave somebody out. Lorraine, our good friend, inner sight person, and everyone who believes in freedom and justice and fairness. And we thank you for being a part of Inner Sight. You know, one thing about Inner Sight is it's inside of people. It's not something that's tangible, you know, that you can say, hey, we're gonna, and somebody said that to me one time, and he was a disabled person too. He said, oh, I'm gonna put Inner Sight out of business. I said, you can't do that. He said, why not? I said, because Inner Sight is inside of people. You know, how are you going to put it out of business? If it's inside of you, it's a spiritual type movement, a feeling, a way that people live. You can't put that out of business. As a matter of fact, Inner Sight has been here forever. Just didn't give it a name. So join with us. We need volunteers. And speaking of volunteers, one of the biggest positive steps forward will be what we call Volunteers for Freedom, where a fund can be established, and again, the agencies can make money on this too. A fund would be established, and the certified home health care people would be able to volunteer their time to help a person in their own home where the state fails to help that person. Volunteer their own time, and we will reward them financially. They'll pay one of their bills, credit card. If they give enough time, we'll pay their mortgage for the month. We've got to get that fund going. That's part of the whole plan of turning the nursing homes into accessible housing. So there you have it. What Inner Sight is about on our Mad or Glad Monday. I want to thank all our listeners. Last count was 122,000. And I don't know how many over that. Plus, we have approximately 76,000 names on our petition for the guide dog school. Last count, we only had 175 names on the nursing home petition. But we need help there. We need people to get out there and get those names. If you don't believe in nursing homes, if you believe people should stay in their own home, call us. You want to be a volunteer to get some names? Let us know. We'd be happy to get you set up at a shopping center or wherever. All right, Inner Sight. I want to thank everybody for listening. And again, the new number where you can call and make a comment on the show, 631-224-3090, the Inner Sight hotline. We renamed it. It's the hotline of Inner Sight. Well, thank you so much for listening. Be careful out there. Have fun. People don't laugh enough. People are too serious in this world. You know, there's certain things, yes, that you have to be serious about, but don't forget to laugh every day. Very important and good for you. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090, the Inner Sight Hotline tomorrow night on Blog Talk Radio, 8 to 9 with open mic tomorrow night. Inner Sight. Well, thank you. Look at our two petitions up at change.org, the one on the service dogs and the one on the nursing home. All right. Inner Sight will live forever because it's inside of people. Something that the Lord has put there a long, long time ago. All right, we'll catch you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Inner Sight around the world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.